Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Federal prosecutors say they will aggressively pursue the people involved in this week's pro-Trump insurrection at the Capitol. But critics say the mostly white mob was treated differently than racial justice protesters. After this attack that left five people dead and sent lawmakers scrambling for cover, many rioters were allowed to mingle, take selfies, and give interviews outside. NPR's Hannah Alam has more.
That's been a key criticism. Ashley Howard teaches history and African American studies at the University of Iowa. Talked to her yesterday, and she says this is not an aberration. It fits into a pattern of responses to white mob violence. So while we are seeing arrests and condemnation, critical questions remain, really, about whether the longtime minimizing of the threat from the extreme right paved a way for the shocking security lapse we saw this week.
NPR's Hannah Alam. Meanwhile, a 7-foot-high fence now surrounds the perimeter of the U.S. Capitol, one day after that mob easily overwhelmed flimsy security and stormed the building. As NPR's Melissa Block reports, officials in Washington are bolstering security for the presidential inauguration that takes place in less than 2 weeks.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said it was beyond the, quote, wildest imagination that protesters could breach the Capitol. Now, after that disastrous security failure, more than 6,000 National Guard troops are being deployed to Washington and will remain here for at least the next 30 days. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she's obviously concerned about security for the presidential inauguration this month and well beyond.
Is this going to be a new normal in America, regardless of if Donald Trump is the president?
Bowser described the assault on the Capitol as acts of domestic terrorism and sedition and said President Trump must be held accountable. Melissa Block, NPR News, Washington.
The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines continues, with the first round of Americans getting their second and final shot this week. So far, about 6 million people have received at least one dose. That's less than 30%, though, of the doses distributed to states so far. Will Stone has more.
Completing the second dose boosts the efficacy of both vaccines in the U.S. to about 95%. People who are getting that second shot now received the Pfizer vaccine about 3 weeks ago. So far, it doesn't appear there are widespread problems with people missing the second shot. But Mary Ellen Guinan with America's Essential Hospital says the hundreds of public hospitals they represent are finding it difficult to plan ahead.
You know, the amounts that are coming, when they are coming, are sporadic in some cases and unpredictable.
Some states, including Florida, have told hospitals not to stockpile doses, while others have allowed hospitals to store up extras for the second dose. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
And you're listening to NPR News. Another Trump administration cabinet member has quit over the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol. In a letter to President Trump, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos laid the blame for the insurrection on him. The former Trump ally told the president there is, quote, no mistaking the impact your rhetoric had on the situation and that the country is left to clean up the mess. She's the second cabinet member to quit. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, resigned Thursday, along with the acting chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers and the deputy national security advisor. France's prime minister is promising to expand and fast-track vaccinations amid criticism that the process has been too slow. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, he's also warning of a worsening COVID crisis in the coming weeks.
French Prime Minister Jean Castex said the 15 million elderly and those with underlying health conditions would be the first to be vaccinated. He said keeping the most vulnerable out of the hospital will also help spare the health system. In his televised address, Castex told the French the health crisis is worsening and it is out of the question to lower our guard in the weeks to come. Castex said bars, restaurants, and ski resorts would remain shut, as will cinemas and theaters, until at least mid-February. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
World financial markets, Asia markets were higher by the close. The Nikkei in Japan up 2.3%. The Hang Seng up 1.2%. U.S. futures contracts are trading positive. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.